Like criminals to be suppressed. Why is that the first thing they talk what they're about. That's what not they're about. They're about profit. That's their God. That's their God. And they don't give a damn about ordinary people like you or me. And they don't give a damn. We live in a white supremacist society. Black people have always been the last hired, the first fired. They've always suffered horribly in this society from racism, from police brutality, from rampant unemployment. From half of New Orleans lives under the official poverty rate. Half of New Orleans is suffering for decades before this tragedy. What this tragedy reveals is to bring down all these people that are hidden from people's everyday lives, from the ordinary view that we get. No, this ain't Bourbon Street. No, this ain't Mardi Gras. This is the lives of the impoverished class of New Orleans. They never meant spit to the people that run this country. And now they just see them as a threat that's got to be suppressed. But look, there's something you can do about this. We don't have to stand for it. A far better future is possible. I'm really challenging people. Come up. Get a copy of this revolutionary flyer. Take it to your neighborhood. Debate it. Go with it.
Truth.
that they knew 9/11, that they knew a tragedy of epic proportions was coming, that they knew that there were terrorists that were out to get the United States, but they let it come. They're like mobsters, wanting to take a hit so that they could come back and exact revenge. That's what they did. And they're still doing it in New Orleans. They don't give a damn about the ordinary people there and how they're suffering horribly. People dying. People holding up babies, only 3 and 4 weeks old, holding up babies to the television cameras and saying these children are going to die unless they get immediate assistance. But this regime doesn't care. As much as they get on TV and talk about how touched they are, they don't give a fucking damn. All they care about is their empire. All they care about is their profit. All they care about is maintaining their global dominance. They don't give a damn about how the ordinary people are suffering all along the Gulf Coast and all throughout New Orleans. Get up a stack of these revolutionary flyers. Take them out among the people. Let's be talking about this. Let's be talking about this. It's either that, or you go home and you watch this stuff on TV too much, and you get drawn into passivity. You get drawn into being paralyzed. You get drawn into believing that there's nothing you can do to change it. And that's not true. That's not true. We're putting more of these demands, demanding immediate assistance, demanding an end to the repression of the people in New Orleans, and challenging all of us need to be taking this out throughout society and challenging people to get with it and get with the vision for November 2nd being a day of massive resistance across society. That's the day. If you want massive resistance, you've got to get organized. You've got to get prepared. You got to take stacks of these leaflets and go talk to people. Don't matter if they tell you you're crazy. Don't matter if they tell you it can't happen. It can happen. This regime, it can lose control. It can lose control. It can lose control of the people here, and it can lose control of people all over the planet. Myself, I'm just waiting for them to fuck up like that. I'm just waiting for them to lose control just for a minute. Then it's a whole new day. Then we gotta bring forth all that we've been preparing, all that we've been organizing among the people, so we can strike a powerful blow. That's what we're calling to happen on November 2nd. That's the anniversary of the Bush regime. That's the anniversary of Bush's election, or selection, whatever you want to call it. That's the anniversary. That day, you know they're going to mark it. They're going to mark it in the media. They're going to talk about the president's popularity, be it high or be it low. But what they're going to tell us is that this day's come to pass and the rest of the days are going to come to pass until 2008, that the Bush regime is here to say. We're saying no. The people of the world can't wait until 2008. We've got to drive this hated regime from power. We've got to do this. And November 2nd's got to be a nodal point. It's got to be a day that gets marked all over the country. The students got to come out of the schools that day. Face it. If you're a youngster today in the United States, you're in the crosshairs. Their recruitment goals are down. Their recruitment goals are down. They need more soldiers. They need more soldiers. And right now, I want to bring up somebody from the Not in Our Name Project. I want to bring up Maya from the Not in Our Name Project. Been doing tremendous work for years, organizing against this regime, organizing to say their crimes are not in our name. Thank you.
Drowning and dying in New Orleans, in its own country. And I was talking to him for a long time today, and I sat back down at my desk, and I realized that I had the same kind of eerie feeling that I had on September 11th. When September 11th happened, I sat down and I was like, shit, what does this mean for us? What does this mean for the people of the world? What's going to happen next? And it feels like that same thing is happening right now in New Orleans. And I think there's a rumbling happening in this society. We have an opportunity and a responsibility to seize the time. What they're doing is disgusting. And they're being exposed in a way that millions and millions can see boldly right now. They can see their bald-faced lies. They can see their priorities. And we're not going to let this happen. This war on the world, this disgusting war on the people, the poor people in this country, black folks in this country, it's over. This cannot go down in our name. We will not be silent. We will not be afraid. And it's really our responsibility right now to get out there and cross whatever line we haven't crossed before when it comes to resistance. If you're an activist today, you need to leave here an organizer. Hi, my name is Paul. I'm going to come out on September 24th, on November 2nd. Put a poster in your window, take flyers to work, whatever it is you need to do to reach your community and bring people into this world, into this resistance. And if people want to come up and hold this banner, they need to.
You know, if you just sit back and look at it, you think, why do we have all this money going to kill people in Iraq? We can't even shore up a levee or put emergency services in place for this country. The contradiction is just too much. I don't even understand it. It's hard to understand why that would happen. And I think that this kind of thing is what shows us how corrupt this kind of system is. It's just not made for the people. It's made for people making money off of the people. So like Maya said, we're here from Not In Our Name. And at Not In Our Name, we feel like our job is to create a climate of resistance to this stuff. And that's what we do. We create a way for people to step out and say, this is not in our name. This is not my name. This is not my family's name. This is not my neighborhood's name. So if anybody wants to check out Not In Our Name, go to www.notinourname.net. Right there we have a short statement standing in solidarity with the people down there and condemning the administration and what they've done. We've also got a couple of articles up, a lot of people writing exposés of, you know, papers that had said long, long ago that the levees were in bad shape, that this was a real possibility, that this kind of tragedy would happen, and nothing was done about it. So there's that kind of exposure going on, but we need to go beyond that kind of exposure and look at what can we do? How can we actually take the power away from these people who are abusing it this way? So I appreciate the World Can't Wait being out here and putting that forward today. It's really great for them to call for this.
On April 15th, we pay our taxes to get something. In 1776, we decided that we wanted taxation with representation. We paid our taxes. We keep paying our taxes. Every time we find something, and we're getting a lot of nothing. The whole idea of America was based upon taxation with representation, and America is being cheated. Bush is stealing our money, he's stealing our reputation, and when there's crisis, where's our money? It's not there. Bush claims to be a Christian. Bush is hanging around with super heavy Zionist Israelis who claim to be good Jews. We always seem to have this great big problem with mad Ayatollahs and mullahs. What do they all have in common? Moses. Moses said, every once in a while, when you have a great big crisis, you abandon the money. You abandon the money that everybody is trapped in. You abandon the debt. You have Jubilee. Let's have Bush test his Christianity. Let's have these mad Zionists test their faith in Moses. Let's have these heavy Muslims prove their dedication to the teachings of the prophet Moses. Let's have our Jubilee. New Orleans is buried. We're going to have to rebuild New Orleans, and with the bad ideas of the Bush administration and their bad investments, they want to bury us in further oil debt and oil refineries and clear cutting near the shoreline. We need to get past global warming. We need to have a jubilee of the earth. We need to abandon the money that is poisoning us, that is giving us jobs with no future. We need to have a future without the traps of money. Abandoning the bad debt is going to save our lives. We can build along the coast with solar, with wind, with tide power. We can build with a future. But when we listen to Bush and the old money types, we're not going to have a future. We need jubilee.
I'm really encouraging people, come up to the table here, get some stacks of these flyers, get some revolution newspaper, and check out what's being said in the pages of that paper about Hurricane Katrina. The title of this paper, Hurricane Katrina, the people did not have to die. How many of us understand that? How many of us understand that in this walk of life? These hundreds of thousands, or maybe tens of thousands of people that are buried up in the rubble, or who drowned, ironically, in the upper reaches of their houses, in the attics of their houses, as the levees of storm means ruptured, and the floodwaters poured in, and the water kept rising. How many of these people are buried up underneath there? Their corpse is rotting now. Their corpse is rotting in the hot, noonday humidity, in the sweltering heat of Louisiana. How many of these people died? Unnecessarily, if this government had taken preventive measures, of evacuating the 100,000 people in New Orleans who didn't have the cash to buy gasoline to get out of the city, who maybe didn't own a car. If this government had been thinking about that, why is it, this statement says, why is it that they got billions and hundreds of billions to prosecute a criminal war, an unjust war, not a war against terror, but a war for empire in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and all over the world. And yet, when the ordinary people need something, being in Iraq or being in the Gulf Coast in Louisiana, they ain't got nothing for them. They ain't got nothing for them. In fact, they just look at them as so many animals that need to be herded into a cage, as so many animals and so many criminals that need to be suppressed. Take up this flyer. Read it. Check it out. See what it's talking about. This is the stuff that's hidden from us every day in the media monopolies of this capitalist system. Check out this revolutionary analysis of the suffering of the people in Louisiana, in the Gulf Coast. Check it out. We're saying it's absolutely unnecessary that the people are going through what they're going through. We're saying this kind of suffering doesn't have to go on. No longer. We're saying we could have a radically different society for the people. We're saying that this suffering and countless other crimes and unnecessary suffering going on around the planet is absolutely unnecessary. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be the case that over 2 billion people in the world live on less than $2 a day. It doesn't have to be that billions of people around in the world live in a constant situation like people are experiencing in New Orleans as we speak. It doesn't have to be that way. But it's going to take us millions, hundreds of millions, and billions of ordinary people to bring into being a different world. And in times like these, when this so-called greatest system on the planet, when it really comes out what it's all about, living in this country, you feel like you're living in the house of Tony Soprano, don't you? You feel like you're living in the house of Tony Soprano. You got some sense that the way Tony Soprano lives in his mansion, got something to do with a lot of thuggery going on out there. It's got something to do with a lot of thuggery and a lot of gangsterism going on all around the world. Living in the United States like living in the house of Tony Soprano, isn't it? Some of these people, they smirk. They smirk, they like their privilege. Some of these people, want to say something?
Bush, when he got on the phone, and all he talked about is how many years that it's going to take, and then he started talking about the Luger. Why don't you worry about these people looking where all these people are dying? There ain't nothing but dead bodies in the street. That's all he's talking about is loot. That's all I think about money. Hey, I don't want to talk shit out
of here. You hear that?
We need to get ready.
You hear that? Really striking a blow,
showing our determination to drive it for power. That's what we got to do. November 2nd is the day. November 2nd. You got to get ready. You got to get organized. You got to take responsibility. Don't tell me it can't happen. Don't tell me we can't drive this hated regime from power. I know we can. Tell me what you're going to do to help make it happen. That's the challenge. What are you going to do to help make it?
Enjoy.